and they hang them up, and then when you get him hung up and washed down with some hot water, you know, and scraped and cleaned real good, and then some of you use some cold water. Well, then they commence to take the entrails out, you know, commence between the hind legs, you know, and go right on down, split them right on down, and clear on down to the, well, to the nose, you know, and take them entrails out. Mm-hmm. And use some cold water then, and or drench him, you know, good, and just let it hang there and drain. It's a cold weather, why, it's we have let them stay all night, you know, have mm-hmm. them someplace, just let them hang out there. They cut up a lot better next day.
Mm-hmm. They, would how would you get the blood out of him? The blood would all drain after a while? Is that
well, you shoot, the best way to kill them would be to shoot a hog, and we'd shoot him, and then you stuck them with a knife, you know, about have about a 6 or 8 inch blade right in under the air, and a guy, after he got on to it, he could go right in there. You know, they'd try to go for the heart, you know, between their forelegs, kind of, and down the neck there, kind of, you know. Go right down in there, you know. Of course, some of them, like myself, they'd stick the shoulder, go in there sometimes, stick the shoulder, you know. And that blood would just, whenever that knife went in there, if it hit the right place when they turned loose, it'd just, I've seen it just stand there, you know, and that stream of blood going out there just, and it's good that way to bleed them good that way, you know, for when you're dressing them. But it does.
That'd be before you put them in the
yeah, water. That'd be before you scald him, while you'd stick him. I forgot to tell that part about it, because a lot of people, new beginners, would go ahead and dress the hog and forget to stick him, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, the idea of getting the heart would continue to beat,
yeah.
And just force
it just forced that blood out of there. If it'd just be a stream just as big as that knife wound in there, and it just stand out there. I've seen it just stand out there, and then they'll just go to weakening directly, you know, and then turn him over kind of on its side, you know, where it'd be just a little drain there, sort of, and it'd just drain out, the blood just drain out, mm-hmm. Then you ain't got nothing like that much to fool with when you get to cutting him up, you know.
Did you just let the entrails fall? Did you use them at all? Or?
No, we never did. Of course, there's people that does, you know. There's people that uses the entrails. And
when you mention the entrails, are those the big ones or the small ones or both of them? Or?
Well, they all together, you know, kind of. We'd always use the heart. And the liver, if the liver was good, you know, sometimes the liver's not good. It's got boils, what we used to call them. I don't know what they was, but some kind of pimples on the liver. And sometimes it looks like it's been a sore or something like that, or just something. But if the liver was just pretty and smooth and everything, well, we use the liver. And I still like fried liver. I like take deer and fry the liver. I like that too, but I like hog liver.
But around here they never used the big entrail, never used chitlins?
No, they didn't here. Now, we lived up in Oklahoma when I was just a kid of a boy. We left over there and moved up there a while. Some of the people out in that part, they did make chitlins, you know, but we never did. But other way back, some of the old timers would might use that for